to just look a little bit about, like I said, the worship manifestations. God gave us 9 manifestations, and those are part of how to live the more abundant life that Jesus Christ made available for us. The worship manifestations are tongues with interpretation and prophecy, and that's what we just heard. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, it says, "Quench not the Spirit, don't put it out, keep it going, and despise not prophesying." We should think highly of prophesying. We should think highly of the messages that God has for us, the words that God has for us, especially in the worship setting, when the church is gathered together like this. And it's for the building up of the body of believers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, that's how we learn about the worship manifestations in the church, what God wants us to, how God wants us to conduct a service like this. And in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12, it says, "Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual things," it's the word pneumatikos, gifts, it's not talking about gifts, it's talking about spiritual things. It says, "You are zealous of spiritual things, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church." And there's 3 words in here that I want to highlight. The one is seek, and that's the word that's used, you may be familiar with Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." We should be going after it. We should be seeking to excel. It first shows up in the scriptures when Herod was seeking the young child's life to destroy him. He desperately wanted to make sure that this king, Jesus Christ, would not get to usurp Herod's authority. And you know the extent to which he went to seek after him. We want to seek in a good way to excel to the edifying of the church. We want to vehemently go after doing that, do that really well. That's the word seek. The word excel, seek that ye may excel. Excel is abound, to overflow. It's related to the word in John 10:10, to the, "I have come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly." We want to seek to excel. We want to overflow. We want to abound with edifying the church, building up the church. To edify is to build. We want to vehemently go after overflowing, building up the church. That's what we want to do. And the way God says to do that is with the worship manifestations, with tongues with interpretation and prophecy. And those are things that we can endeavor more and more to get really good at so that the church gets built up, so that other believers get blessed. Think about speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, just tongues, that's not for the purpose of blessing anyone else when they hear it. That's for you and your spirit getting built up and you're talking with God. And the other manifestations are also not something that we consistently, reliably are doing when the church is gathered together. It's not always needed every time. But tongues with interpretation and prophecy are always needed every time that the church is gathered together, and that's what that's for. That's for building up and encouraging us to do the other manifestations as they're needed throughout our lives. Consider how often do we have a ministering service when the church is gathered together. It's not always needed every time. A devil spirit getting cast out. That's not something that's done in front of everyone every time. There may be different times where that's needed, but it's not needed always every time that we have a fellowship in front of everyone, right? But tongues with interpretation is always needed every time, or prophecy, or both are always needed every time. We need encouraging messages from God, and we need examples of people operating the manifestations. And those are the two that we always get to see every time, and it's good to do. And I'm not bringing this up because I think people are lacking at this. I'm bringing it up because it's good to do, and we should seek to excel. We should always be looking to how can the church be built up more and more. when someone receives a word of knowledge, do you see that happen? No. With you, you do. You know, maybe you know, I just got word of knowledge. Or maybe you know, oh, yesterday that was word of knowledge. But with the worship manifestations, that's something that you get to see happening, and you know that's a supernatural thing that's happening. You get to witness that. And those are what God says is how the church gets built up. And I don't see in the scriptures where God says the church gets built up in other ways besides the utterance manifestation, the worship manifestations. The church as us all gathered together. I might build up Tim by telling him something from the word, and I might build you up in your minds, but specifically the church being built up with the manifestations is tongues with interpretation and prophecy, and we should not think little of those. We should seek to excel at those. To despise is to think less of. One important thing is it's not just an obligation. We don't have, we're going to have the word shared, so let's have some prayer, and then we'll get through the manifestations, and then we'll get to the word, right? You ever feel that way? Sometimes, if I'm not seeking to excel, I might get tricked into thinking that way. But it's not an obligation. It's actually a highlight. This is how the church gets built up. Let's seek to excel at this. And we want to make sure that we're not getting numb to the worship manifestations. That it's not, what time is breakfast again? Or I hope I don't get called on. I don't know what to say. We should seek to excel at these things. Jesus Christ corrected people saying, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God." This is something that we want to know what the scriptures say about, and we want to know the power of God. We want to see the power of God consistently and reliably, and the way to see the power of God in a fellowship meeting is the worship manifestations, tongues with interpretation and prophecy. When I would bring friends to fellowship when I was a kid, I used to be embarrassed about tongues with interpretation and prophecy. I'm like, "You're going to hear this thing we do, speaking in tongues. You might think it's weird." But that was me just not thinking highly of what it was and what it was for. I was despising prophesying, like it said in 1 Thessalonians. But God wants us to have a consistent and regular examples to show everyone that you too can manifest power, just like what you saw, just like what you heard. You can do that. And if I can speak in tongues, then I can do what that person just did when they spoke in tongues and interpreted, or what they did when they prophesied. And if they can do that, then they can do the other manifestations. And if I can do that, then I can do the other manifestations. And that's the example that we should have consistent and reliable, is that's what you see. If I overhear Tim speaking in tongues when he's in the shower, that's not what that's for. That's not the main benefit, I don't know. I don't know if you speak in tongues. I'm not supposed to know. That's not how I'm supposed to be built up. But I do get built up and encouraged when I hear tongues with interpretation and prophecy in a fellowship meeting. That's what that's for. That's really the one consistent, reliable time that I'm watching somebody else operate that Holy Spirit power that's within them. I may witness it at other times, but the one consistent, reliable time is in the fellowship meeting. I just want to share this with you, kind of why it's on my heart. I recently went to a church service, like a Sunday morning church service, and I was thinking during it, why, like, what makes, I think that what I'm into is the right thing, but like, what's the difference? How do I know that what I'm doing is right and that they're so wrong, or are they wrong, or like what, So I was watching for that, and they were a bunch of really nice people, and we learned about nice people on Friday night. And they really liked music. We like music, right? Some of us.
Yeah.
Right? I like music. And they really liked talking about love. Do we like to talk about love?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
But you know what there was none of? Operating power. Operating manifestations. Consistently and reliably. And that's what God gave us. That's what is... that's how we live as a church. That's what that's for. And it's not just that you didn't see it in operation, it wasn't even talked about. It wasn't even mentioned. There was mention of, you know, I could really tell that God, the power of God was working in that situation. But that attitude toward watching the power of God is guesswork. You're hoping that maybe God will work in this situation. But we don't have to guess about that. We don't have to hope about that. We have consistent and reliable ways of manifesting power. And when the church is gathered together, we should have the worship manifestations. We should not despise prophesying. We should be seeking to excel to the edifying of the church through tongues with interpretation and prophecy. It's extremely important. It's the way that the church gets built up. Joe said yesterday, there's nothing wrong with helping people with material things, but if you're born again, you've got better tools. Mm-hmm. And tongues with interpretation and prophecy are some of those better tools. And when the church is gathered together, that's how we build up the church. We need the worship manifestations in the body of believers. We need to operate the power that we have inside, and we need to see each other operate that power too. The words that someone is bringing forth when they manifest tongues with interpretation and prophecy are for edification, exhortation, and comfort. It builds you up, right? It's for your mind, it's words from God, and it helps you. But also seeing somebody else operate that power is encouraging and is helpful to us and helps us want to do, it should inspire us. We should provoke one another to good works, right? Provoke is usually used in a negative connotation, but we're to like prod each other. Tim, go ahead, do more, keep going.
We should shower.
What's that? Yeah, take a shower. And speak in tongues when you're in the shower. But we should be provoking one another to good works. And in the church, it starts with the worship manifestations. In your personal life, it starts with you speaking in tongues. And then when you show up to fellowship, when you show up to a congregation of believers, it starts with tongues with interpretation and prophecy. That's how we build up the church. And that's something that we can seek to excel at. Last night, Dean showed us that the word says to wake up, right? So welcome to Morning Watch. Wake up and seek to excel at the worship manifestations, at the building up of the church. And how kind is God to give us manifestations so that we can operate in every fellowship and not only give us words of edification, exhortation, and comfort, but also to demonstrate that power that we have. That's, you're doing something impossible when you speak in a language that you've never learned, but it's not hard. Is it hard? Steve, when you spoke in tongues and interpreted, was that really hard?
Easiest thing I've done all morning.
There you go. Yeah. It's not hard, but we can still grow at it. We can still practice at it. We can still apply it. We can still learn what God's word says. I encourage you to continue to review, or if you haven't read it before, read 1 Corinthians 14. That lays out very clearly. I'm someone who loves, I love when something is extremely clear and structured and detailed. And 1 Corinthians 14 is one of those things where you don't guess about it. It's very clear what the word says, how to conduct a worship manifestations in the church when it's gathered together. Everything should be to edifying. And Receiving the Holy Spirit Today is a book that covers these things in great detail. Dr. Werwell gets into each word, the connections between things, and what God is communicating to us for how to do these things. So we should seek to excel to the edifying of the church. So that was some stuff I wanted to look at with you guys this morning. I sure love you.